This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Two of President Obama's most important nominations of his second term made some progress this week. Federal Reserve Chair nominee Janet Yellen went before a Senate panel yesterday. Jay Johnson, nominated to head the Department of Homeland Security, was vetted on Wednesday. Their confirmation is expected by the full Senate, but that could take time. Because South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has placed holds on them and dozens more nominees. A single senator is commonly allowed to prevent a vote on nominations. As NPR's David Wellner reports, it's nothing personal. Graham's complaint concerns Benghazi.
Graham says his holds will continue until the Obama administration meets his demands. He wants to interview five State Department employees who witnessed the attacks in Benghazi, Libya last year that killed four other Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. He also wants to learn what they told the FBI days after the attack to see if they really did believe it was just a protest underway there, as administration officials said at the time, or if in fact they saw it as a planned attack.
This is a last resort by me. I can't think of anything else to do. I'm not going to allow the case of Benghazi to be closed until there's some independent oversight of the administration. And how can you tell the families you know what happened in Benghazi if you can't talk to the survivors?
Late last month, the State Department informed Graham that letting those witnesses testify could harm a criminal prosecution of the case and put them in danger. The South Carolina Republican responded by announcing his new pressure tactic at a Capitol Hill news conference.
So I'm going to block future nominations coming from the administration, not because I want to shut anything down, it's because I want to open something up.
That something, he added, was the truth about Benghazi. He cited a report that had aired 3 days earlier on CBS's 60 Minutes.
You got 60 Minutes now validating it, not was just a terrorist attack. They knew who planned it, and it was a long time coming.
That 60 Minutes report featured an on-camera conversation between reporter Lara Logan and a British State Department contractor she identified only by a pseudonym, Morgan Jones. He claimed to have fought off attackers at the Benghazi diplomatic post where Ambassador Chris Stevens was killed.
Morgan Jones scaled the 12-foot-high wall of the compound that was still overrun with al-Qaeda fighters.
One guy saw me. He just shouted. I couldn't believe that he'd seen me because it was so dark. He started walking towards me.
And as he was coming closer?
As I got closer, I just hit him with the butt of the rifle in the face.
But CBS retracted the entire report last weekend after other news organizations reported that Dylan Davies, the contractor's real name, told the FBI he was not at the compound the night of the attack. Graham says that shows why Congress also needs to review the FBI's files.
You can't have it both ways. You can't use these files to impeach a critic and keep Congress from looking in the files to verify whether or not there was a protest. Can't have it both ways.
Graham is seeking re-election next year, and he's taken heat from conservatives for supporting the Senate's immigration bill. GOP political consultant Chip Felkel says Graham should expect a Republican primary.
I think he's got a race. I think he knows that. You've got four challengers. Another one came out this past week. The question is whether or not any of those can build and make a credible case for replacing Graham.
Felkel says Graham's focus on Benghazi plays well in South Carolina. Alan Olson is a conservative in Columbia, the state capital.
I'm all for it. We need answers on Benghazi.
Answers Graham promises he'll get. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.